Shas Illuminated presents the following shir by Rabbi Naftali Greenberg. Maseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Ezra Hashem, we're starting the from Mishnah from on the bottom of the Mem Beis Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, "Hamuda Hanami Chaveroi Lo Yashilenu V'Lo Yishal Mimenu V'Lo Yilvenu V'Lo Yilva Mimenu V'Lo Yimkor Loi V'Lo Yikach Mimenu." Somebody who's Muda Hana. So he can't borrow, he can't lend, he can't borrow and lend money, he can't borrow and lend chafatim, nechasim. The Gemara is going to, there's a chilek, but the Rishonim say there's a difference between she'ela and halva, is that a she'ela is the davar be'en, comes back. Mashen can halva, the money that he lends gets spent, and then he pays back different money. Don't sell him and don't buy from him. So we'll start with the Gemara. The Gemara says, bishlamo lo yilvenu. They call Mahani Lei, Elo Loyilvenu, Loyilva Himenu, Maikom Mahani Lei. So in the Gemara here, we have a big machlokes we shown him as to what the girsa, what the correct girsa of the Gemara is. The way we have it is the girsa of Tosus and the Rosh, which is the more difficult one to explain. So we'll start with that. The Losh of the Gemara is, Bishlama Loyilvenu, I understand why you can't lend money to the Mudahana, why the Magic can't lend money to the Mudahana, to call Mahani Lei, because by lending him money, you're being Mahanahim by lending him money. Why can't the Madir lend money from the Mudar? He's not, the Mudar is not getting Hana from giving a loan over to the Madir. And then the Gemara says, "Ubishlamo lo yilva himenu v'lo yikach himenu." So it's a little bit schwer because we just finished saying that lo yilva himenu is difficult to understand. Then the Gemara says, "Ubishlamo lo yilva himenu." So Tosfos and the Rosh both explain. Tosfos in the first shot and the Rosh. This is the mahalach the Rosh goes with, is that the Gemara is being chayzer. The Gemara is saying, really, I could come up with an explanation of why the Madir is not allowed to borrow money from the Mudar. And they both explain, because we can make it up in Ukimta, that he pays back with more quality coins than he borrowed, which apparently is not a problem of Ribbis. But then the Mudar is being nana from the Malveh by lending him money. He's being nana because he's getting paid back something better than what he lent. And also Bishlama, so it's Bishlama lo yilva himenu, velo yikach himenu is also Bishlama. The Rosh and Tosfos both explain because it's mivur that when a sale is there's three types of sales. The Gemara says earlier on the Flamar Aleph, so we'll look over there. There's three types of sales: the Zvina de Rami al Ape, Azvina Harifa, and Azvina de Mitzah, a middle type of sale. So a normal type of sale, which it's not hot merchandise, and who then it's not difficult merchandise to sell. So we say the Lekech and the Meicher are both Nene from a normal type of Mechira. So mainly we understand very well why the Madir can't buy something from the Muda, because the Muda is being Nene from selling him something. The question is, lo yishal himenu my kamasani. That the sheila we can't understand, because mishmai by halva we have to pay back a different thing. Like we said, you're paying back. Maybe he'll pay back something better than what he received. Mashiachim by sheila, the halach is you give back the davar be'en. Whatever he borrowed, he gives back. So how could that possibly be any hana come to the muda hana by lending out something to the madir? To which the gemara brings two terutim. Amr Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, kigon shenidu hana zemizeh. Makes it ukimta. Rabbi Yosef Rechina makes it ukimta in the Mishnah that they each are muda hana from each other. Therefore, it's very partial why even the muda can't lend back to the madir, because the madir is also a muda. And Abaye says gzera lisho mishum hashil lachem akulu gzera. It's a gzera that the muda can't lend to the madir, gzera that he might come to borrow back. And then when the Gemara says v'chein b'kulhu gzera, so Tosfos and the Rosh both speak out with Shitosom that b'kulhu is only going back on she'ela and halva, but on mekach we're not talking about that, because that was never shver. We always understood why mekach was also for the madir to buy from the mudar. The only shaila was halva, which the Gemara offered a doichek explanation that maybe Rechoshi is going to pay back better money. But now we're saying a better answer than the gzeira also that he might borrow back from him a different time, and therefore the mudar will be over the isra of being borrowing money from the madir. That's the girsa of Tosfos and the Rosh. The Ran has a different girsa in the Gemara. Take a look at the first Ran of the Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. The Lashon of the Ran is Bishlama lo yilva mimenu v'lo yikach mimenu v'lo yisham mimenu. The Gemara's question is, we understand why the Mudar can't borrow and he can't buy, and who then he can't borrow a chayfetz, he can't be shoyel a chayfetz, because he's being nana in all those cases. Elo, Questions on all three cases. Why can't the mudar lend a chayvitz back? Why can't he lend him money? And who adin, why can't he sell him something? So the Ran learns that the Gemara's question is also going back on the case of selling. Not only the case of halva and she'ela, even the case of selling, where has shver, why is it that the mudar can't sell something back to the madin? To which the Ran has to explain, lefizeh, we have to say that we came to the Mishnah. The Gemara understands we're talking about a zvina charifa. We're talking about a type of sale that it's very easy to sell things. And the Gemara says in the Flamed Aleph that a moicher is not nene from a zvina charifa. Only the lokech is nene from a zvina charifa. So since the moicher is not nene from a zvina charifa, so the Gemara has shver. Why can't the muda sell the zvina charifa back to the madi? He's not being nene bechlal. To which the Gemara answers, "Gzera lishol mishum lahashil." The first teretz is in the Ran, it's the same shot as Tosis in the Rosh. And the second teretz, when the Gemara says, "Gzera lishol mishum lahashil," v'chein b'kulu gzera, the Ran Lashitosai learns, v'chein b'kulu is going back on all three cases, that we have a gzera in all three cases, that even a zvina de charifa, we make a gzera, that the mudar can't sell a zvina charifa to the madir, gezeira that one day he'll come to buy back from the madir a zvina charifa or a zvina demitzi, a middle type of mechira. And huadin sheila and huadin halva, all these cases we apply this gezeira. The Ran and Tosfos both ask a kasha from the Mishnah of the Flamed Aleph. The Mishnah says in the Flamed Aleph, she'eni nene mi Yisrael. Somebody makes a neder, there's not going to be nene from any Yisrael. So the halach is like kech b'yaser u'meichem b'pachos. When he buys from a yid, when he goes to the store and he buys from a yid, he has to overpay. Because if he doesn't overpay and he pays the normal price, it's considered he's being nana from. He's being nana from the Yisrael by buying a chavis from him. But if he overpays, then he's not being nana. Who adin, when he sells to a Yisrael, he has to sell it for cheaper than it is. Because if he would sell it for the proper price, so then that would be called that he's being nana by getting the money for his chavis. But if he gets less than the value of the chavis, so he's not being nana. The Gemara there explains that we're only there talking about a zvina demitzi, a middle type of mechira, where it's not an extra good merchandise and it's not a difficult merchandise to sell. But lo yitzur would be a zvina de charifa. The Gemara says it's pasha that the muda would be allowed to sell to any Yisrael because that's not called that. Again, by a zvina charifa, the muda, the moicher is not being nene. So who did over there? If even though when he sells a zvina charifa, that's not called that he's being nene from the lekeya. Because it's very easy to sell zvina charifa. The kasha is, why do we allow him over in the Gemara of Flamed Aleph? Has no problem with the muda hana selling a zvina de charifa because he's not being nene. And over there, we're not guys there. Also, if we allow him to sell a zvina charifa, he's going to come to buy a zvina charifa back from the madir. To which the Ran Tosfos both ask his kasha. And the Ran and Tosfos both answer that she tossed them. The fee the Ran that holds that the gzeira that the Gemara said v'chein b'kulu is going back even on the case of mecher. So the Ran has a very stark akasha that even by mecher we should apply this gzeira that if we allow him to buy, he's going to eventually come to if we allow him to sell. Eventually, he's going to come to buy. So the Ran says that teres. He brings from the Rambam. The Rambam is in Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin Hafla. The Rambam there says the Rambam mamish bevorns the question lehebia. The lashon of the Rambam is Misha also hanas uma min ha'umoy. Somebody asks a whole nation on himself. Hareze muter likach mehen b'yeser. You can overpay. V'lim kor lahen b'pachos. V'ein goizin. The Rambam mamash bevorn the shay lahedya. V'ein goizin kan shalayim kor. We don't make a gzeira that he's not allowed to sell. Gzeira shema yikach, a gzeira that he might come to buy. Shaharei loy noda meish echad, kedei she nigzer olav ele me'uma kulo, she'im e'ef shaloy lisa v'lita enim zeh, yisem v'itinim achen. This is the teretz the Ran brings from the Rambam. And there's a chilek between if the nether was from one specific person or from the entire nation. If the nether was from one person, so then we say that we make a gzeira. That's our sugya. We make a gzeira that we don't allow him to sell to that one person because he might come to buy from him. And it's not so schwer because the fact that he can't sell to that one person, so he'll go sell his merchandise to somebody else. But she'enke in the Dharm of Lamed Aleph, where he makes a neder against the entire Am Yisrael, so if we tell him that he can't buy and sell from Yidin, he can't sell to Yid because he might buy back, so then he's stuck. He can't sell his merchandise to any Yisrael. He's going to have to go sell to the Goyim. That's a big tircha de Bilsa. It's a big tircha for him, so Chazal weren't Goyim to become Kihai Gavna. That's the teretz of the Ran. Tosfos also brings this kasha, and Tosfos answers that she tossed him very, very geschmack. Tosfos brings vanilla haram, the regular suk is odom mashil the chaveroi, shachaveroi mashil lo yoiser mishar dvarim. that it's the normal thing when a person lends something, he lends a kli or he lends a chefetz for somebody, it's the regilus, so now that person's going to go back and he's going to lend him back. But shaken by mecher, there's not a chashash. Somebody's not going to, just because Reuven buys from Shimon, it doesn't mean that Shimon now is going to buy from Reuven. It doesn't go the other way. And male's taisis l'shitasas, very geshmak, because taisis holds, and when the Gemara said that the Gzeri going back on Kulu, it was not including the case of Mechira. Because by Mechira, we don't need a Gzeri, because Gemara never had Shver from the case of Mechira. So it's Shimon's l'shitasas. Now Tosis is giving us an explanation of why is it that the Gzeri does not apply by Mecher. The reason why the Gzeri does not apply by Mecher, Tosis says, is because it's not the Regilus, no Chashash, he's going to come to sell him something just because now that he bought from him. There's a very interesting Rabbi Akiva Eger here on the sugya. He brings that the Chedusha HaRashba also asks the same kasha as the Ran and Tosfos from Daf Lamed Aleph, and he blies with the Tzarech Iyun. So Rabbi Akiva Eger points out that Avad, there's no suffix that Rashba saw the Rambam, and Afilu Hachi, he blied Tzarech Iyun, it means he rejected this Mahalach, he rejected this Chiluk of the Rambam, that there's a Chiluk between a nether being on one person or a nether on Gans Klal Yisrael. So Rabbi Akiva Eger wants to suggest, Lulei de Mr. Fina, Rabbi Akiva Eger says, he wants to say his own pshat to explain the difference between here and Daf Lamed Aleph. He explains that Al-Pi, based on a halach in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Ribbis, Simin Kuf Nun Tes, the Mechaber there brings the first halach in Simin Kuf Nun Tes. The Mechaber says that Meikar Adin Midaraisa, there's no issue to lend money to a goy with Ribbis. But the Chachamim, Chazal, in times of the Gemara, they answered it. And Bizman Hazeh says the Shulchan Aruch, now it's Mutter, now it's Heter Gomer to lend money to a goy with Ribbis. The Taz wants to explain what changed from times of the Gemara to Bizman Hazeh, Bizman HaShulchan Aruch. So Taz says, first of all, we have to understand why is it. In the times of Chazal, they asked ribbis. The Gemara says the reason why you weren't allowed to take ribbis from a guy is shelo yilmoid bima'aseihem. It was a chashash that you'd be yilmoid bima'aseihem if we allowed you to do business with them, letting the money be ribbis, you'd be yilmoid bima'aseihem. So the kasha is, why only ribbis? Then all maso matan, any type of business deal Chazal should have asked to do with a guy. So the Taz explains, because by Stam Masu Matan, they didn't only do it with Goyim, they did it with Goyim, and they also did it with Yidin. They did it everyone together. So mainly there was no Chashash, there'll be Yilmu Masehem if they're doing Masu Matan side with Yidin, side with Goyim. Mashenkin Ribis was an Asik that was only with Goyim. So Dafka Ribis, there was a Chashash, there'll be Yilmu Masehem. Therefore, explains the Taz, Al-Pizeh, Bizman Hazed, the Hainu Bizman Shulchan Aruch, when all their business dealings are also only with a goyim, because they live now with mamash and golus with all the goyim, and all the business deals are with a goyim, and we're not going to say that you can't do any business deals with goyim. So memela, we can't aser ribis anymore either, because for the same reason that we should aser ribis, we should go ahead and aser masu matan. Memela, the whole din fell away, and we matted everything. Apiza says to Akiva Eger, this person that went ahead and made a neder not to be neder from Israel, if we're going to be goyzer on him, that he can't even sell something for less money than it's magia to him, in order that he shouldn't be neder from the moicher, that means that you're basically telling him that he can't do business at all with Israel. He can't do any business with Israel. He can't sell to them. He can't sell for pachas. He can't buy for more. He can't do anything, because it's always going to be a gzeira that he's going to do something that's not mutu for him to do. So what's going to happen? He's going to have to go do business only with goyim. Those are the only people he can be neder from. And we see from the Taz that doing business only with goyim is a chashash of sema yilmu b'maseihem. So Chazal didn't want to put this person in a position where we're going to be mekalkel him, and therefore they didn't asr on him these gzeiras that we have over here in our Gemara. Alpizer, but Kivega wants to add one more knach. He says it could be lefidus cheshbin that this halacha doesn't apply anymore. Maybe even in Daf Lamed Aleph, when a person makes a neder to Gans Klal Yisrael, we're going to make the gzeira, because the whole reason why Chazal did not make the gzeira was because in the times of Chazal they did business with Yidin and Yisrael, and if they would have made a gzeira on him not to do business with the Yisrael, so then he would have been doing business only with the goyim, and that would have caused kilkol b'maseihem. But Bizman Hazeh, where anyways all of our business dealings are with Goyim, so it's not going to cause any kilkul to say that he can't do business dealings with Yisraelim. So maybe the din is going to change, the din of the Gemara is going to change, Bizman Hazeh, that even in this case, if he makes a neder that he can't be neder from Yisrael, we're going to say he can't buy from him out to who sells from him b'oifan ha'isr. Says the next Mishnah. The Mishnah starts off, Amr loy hashileni parascha Amar loy ain't a pnuya. Amar koinem sadi shani chayvesh ba the oilam im hayudarko lichosh. If it was a derech for him to do the chrisha, aser who aser v'chol adam mutarim v'im ain't darko lichosh. Who v'chol adam asurim. We shouldn't explain that the pshat is that if it's the derech for him to be chayvesh, so mina stam his das when he made the neder was that he shouldn't be chayvesh with the persons of para. Or shaken if the derech was for other people, so then he had in mind even other people shouldn't be able to be chayvesh with his para. Says the Mishnah, Hamuda Hanami Chaveira, very big sugi here. But Ein Loima Yoicha. Somebody makes a neder that somebody can't be nana from him, and the person has nothing to eat. The Mudar has nothing to eat. Hoilech Eitzel Chenveni. What should he do? What should the Madi do? The Madi wants to help him. So he goes to a Chenveni. V'oimer, Ish Ploini Noidemi Meni Hana. Ish Ploini cannot be nana from me. He's Mudar Hanavi from me. V'eini Yedeya Ma Eese, and I don't know what to do. The Hainu, it's a form of making a remez. He's making a remez to the storekeeper. He's being Muramis to him that he should go give food to the Mudar Hana, and then he'll pay him back. And then the storekeeper understands that he's going to pay him back. V'hu Noisein Loi. So the storekeeper goes and gives to the mudar ubo of a noitel mizeh, and he comes now and takes back from the madir. Hayo beisay live nice. If the person needed to build his house, gijoy ligdor, he had to make a fence. Sadeo liktor, all these cases the mudar needed to do. Same thing. Hayolich etzel ha'poilim. The madir can go to the poilim. Ve'omer ish pleini mudar mimeni hana. Ve'eni yodei ma'as. I don't know what to do. Ve'hein oisinimoy. So they go and they build his house and they put up his fence. And they cut down his field. Ubain v'noitlin tschar mizeh, and they come get paid from the madir. And the last case in the Mishnah Hayom Hachim Baderech ve'ein lo ma'ya ochel noisein la'echad l'shum matana. He gives it to another person for a matana. V'haloi mutar ba. Now the mudar is allowed to eat from it. Im there was nobody else there. Maniach al asela oy al ha'geder. He could put it on a rock or on a fence. V'amar harei hen mufkan. He mafke them. Makob mishiachwetz v'haloreitel v'oichel Rabbi Yosi Yosef. Machlekes Rabbi Yosi Tanakama. If he's allowed to go, if the mudar can go take it. So the lashon of the Mishnah was the Mishnah said that the Mudar Hana doesn't have what to eat. It's a big nidon here in the Rishonim. Is that dafka or lav dafka? Tosis and the Rosh right here on the page. They both say that the Mishnah is only talking. It's bidar behoive. The Mishnah is talking about a normal case. Normally speaking, why would the Madir feel the need to go provide food for the Mudar that he just made? They just made a neder that he won't be nana from him. Because he doesn't have what to eat. Lugitzu, he had what to eat. He wouldn't have to pull this shtick. So the Mishnah is talking about a normal standard case where this would happen. But lav dafka, does it have to be a case where he doesn't have what to eat? Who would din limoter, even if he does have what to eat? There's a Ramban, a Chidush Ramban, but Metzia, and Perek Ezu Huneshech, on the Gemara there in Daf Samach Tesal and Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Shari Leila Inish. An interesting halacha, big Chidush in Hilchos Ribbis. Shari Leila Inish, Lemeimar Leila Chavre, Heilech Dalet Zuzi. Take this Dalet Zuz. I'm paying you Dalet Zuz to go lend somebody else money. The Gemara explains that's not Ribbis, because Ribbis has to go from the Loive to the Malve. But since here a third party is paying the Malve to lend money to the Loive, that's not the Ribbis of the Torah Aser. On that Gemara, the Ramban says, I'll read the Lashon of Ramban. Ramban says, Yesh Sha'ola al Daita. There was somebody who wanted Lahatir Afilu Amar Haloive, Kol Hanoisen Kafu Kafu Ploini, Bishvil Shiyoveni Lo Yafsid. The Ramban here is quoting a Yesh Mishayim that held that just like it's mutter for a third party to pay the Malva to lend money to the Loive, so to the Loive can actually be Miramez to somebody. They Remez, he can say, anybody that gives money to Pliny so that he will lend money to me, he will not lose out. The Hainu, he can't, of course, Chas v'Shalom, he can't say, you go give money to Pliny that he'll lend me money, because that would be a shliach. He's making a shliach to pay ribbis to the Malve. But here he's not making a shliach. He's just announcing, anybody who gives money to the Malve that he should lend me money, he'll lo yafsid. He's making a public announcement. So anybody who hears him understands that when he bribes the Malve with money to give a loan to the Loive, he's going to be reimbursed by the Loive. So the Ramban brings a Yesh Mishayim that held this was mutter. Where's he coming from? He's coming from the Gemara in Hamadi. The beginning of Hamadi is very similar sugi to what we have over here. In the seventh parak of Ksubis, the Gemara of the Mishnah starts off that a husband makes a neder that his wife can't be nene from him. So the halacha is he has to make a parnes in order to support her. A parnes is a point of parnes to go support her. To which the Gemara asks Akasha, how can he make a parnes? Haray, the parnes is a shliach. Just like he can't be a mifarneser, it's a violation of a neder for him to be a mifarneser. So too, when he makes a parnes, so he's doing a shlichus for him. which the Gemara answers, he says, Kol hazan einu mafsid. He doesn't make a direct shliach to go and be Mepharnes' wife, but he says, Kol hazan einu mafsid. So you see, that's not really a shlichus. It doesn't have a din of a shlichus. It's as if the Parnes is going on his own. So it's over here, when he announces, that he should lend me money, he's not making a shliach to go tell the malva that he'll pay him ribbis. It's as if he's going on his own to go get money, to go give the malva money that he should lend the leiva, that he should lend the leiva. So the Ramban rejects this. The Ramban says, v'zeh osur, shelo hitiru loimer kol hazan enoi mafsid ela gabi hamadir es ishtoi. Inami gabi hamudur hanomi chaveiroi ve'ein lo mayoichal. Says the Ramban, this heter of saying kol hazan enoi mafsid only works between husband and ish ve'ishtoi, where it's obviously a very a shas hadchak mamish, where the husband can't support his wife. So we allow for this loophole, we allow for this heter, this kula of announcing kol hazan enoi mafsid, even though it's very similar, it's very closely related to shlichus. Or in a case where the mudar is starving and there's nobody to give him any food, he's hungry. So then we allow the here also the madri to do this shtick. To say, either he can say kol hazan is plenty hamudar ain't a mafsid, or like mamish and our mishnah. That's where the Ramban's coming from. In our mishnah, where he goes to the chenvin, he says plenty mudar anami meni ve'en yodei amala. I don't know what to do. The Ramban's comparing the two things. They're very 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 similar. The gemara, the emphasis, the gemara subas there compares the two things. They're very similar ideas. They're both oifanim of making a shliach ayde remez without actually appointing him as a shliach to go provide for the mudah hana. That they're both the same thing. Over there, he says kol hazalin amafsid. Over here, he tells the chenvani a story. I don't know what to do. But the Ramban says it's dafka in a case where he doesn't have what to eat. And the Ramban speaks out. That's pshat the Mishnah. That's why the Mishnah says ve'ein lo mayoichal. And the Mishnah says he doesn't have what to eat because it's bedafka. The Ramban, the head, he is being chaylik here on the Toises and the Rosh. He holds that it's mamish that din bedafka. It's only din lechatchila. Pashat the pshat is, I saw in the Nachlitz Moshe, which I'll mention later, he says something on the sugya. He speaks out, Pasha's only midrabanan. The reason why we don't allow him to do it be'oifen, that he does have what to eat, is because midrabanan, we shouldn't be too makel with the dorm, we shouldn't mess around. We only use it b'shas al-chak mamash. The Ramban brings another right to this, which the Gemara says that in Ksubis, that somebody, the Gemara says there in Ksubis and Shabbos, somebody's allowed to say, if somebody, chas v'shalom, has a delay on Shabbos, there's a fire in his house, he can say, kol ha-mechaba ein mafsid. You can't send a goy lehedya to do it, but if he announces kol hamechaba inu mafsid, there also that's mutter. And there the Gemara says lehedya, it's only b'makom dleika. You can't do that in any time you want a goy to do malacha for him. Dafka there, where there's a fire, there's a very big shasat chaks. The Ramban says that this remez, this loophole of shlichus is only in specific cases. And therefore, in this case where somebody wants to lend money with or wants to borrow money with ribbis, so then we're not going to allow for this shtick to say, call whoever lends money, whoever gives money to Ploni that he should lend me money, so lo yafsi. Then we won't allow it in such a case. The Rashash here on the sugya has an interesting ha'ara. He brings the Rosh that we mentioned, that the Rosh says orcha de milsa, that the whole din of ein lo mayachal is only orcha de milsa, and really even if he has what to eat, it's also mutter to say, ein yodei malasos, I don't know what to do. And then he brings the Rosh later on. The Rosh says, when the Mishnah says, Hayol Abayis Livnois. He had a house to build. Gidro Ligdor, Sadeo Ligtzor. So the Rosh says on those, the Rosh is Bevorn in the Shiloh. What's the Tesefes Chiddush of each case in the Mishnah? The Rosh says, Loizu Afzuktani. The Ran also says it. Loizu Afzuktani. Now the Mishnah is going from one Chiddush to a bigger Chiddush. Not only this, even a bigger Chiddush and a bigger Chiddush and a bigger Chiddush. Says the Rashash, and Rashash doesn't explain what he means. Says the Rashash, that Rosh is a stira to the Rosh before that said that the Mishnah is Orcha de Milsa Nakat. Ad Kan Lashon, Rashash doesn't explain. I found the Nachlas Moshe, he says a very nice Hezber. He explains the Pshat in the Rashash is like this. The Bishma, if we say the Mishnah is dafka in a situation like the Ramban said that he doesn't have what to eat. So the Mishnah is being mechadish to me that in a matzah of shas hadchak, when we're very, very stuck, then you could use this loophole of shlichus by saying to the chenvini, eni yodei ma'aseh. And you might have thought, dafka, but Malcolm, he doesn't have what to eat. That's the biggest shas hadchak there is. He doesn't have what to eat. He's starving. On that, the Mishnah says, not only if he doesn't have what to eat, but even in a lesser shasat chak, even if he only needs a house. Not only that, even if he needs his fence to be rebuilt. That's even a bigger chiddush. But says the but speaks out the Nachas Moshe. If we say that the whole Mishnah's lavdafka, it's just an oichel the milsa, and really it's mutter to say in yedei ma'aseh to the chelveni, even oifer that he has what to eat. So we see that it's not a din in shasat chak bechlal. The Mishnah is telling us that this is not shlichus. This has no shaychus at all to shlichus. It's mutter the chatchila even without any shasat chak at all. So Mimela, what's the loizu avzu? Why is it a bigger chiddush to tell me that even he can even say it if he needs a house, he can even say it if he needs a fence? What difference does it make what he needs? What difference does it make what need I'm doing? If it's not shlichus, it's not shlichus. So Mimela, the Rashash asks that the rush is a stira. The two rushes don't stem with each other. That's how Nachos Moshe explains the kash of the Rashash. Mishlah Melech in Malva Veloiva Perakei Halacha Yedalad, he's marich a lot about this sugya. And he asks two very big kashas on the sheet of the Ramban. He says the first kasha is from the Gemara in Hamadya. There, the sugi in Hamadya we mentioned before says that the husband, the Baal, makes a neder that Isha can't be neder from him. So there's a whole shach l'tayah exactly how he's allowed to do that because he's meshubah to provide for her. So how can he make a neder to mafkiah his chiyuv? The Gemara comes out after the shach l'tayah that we're talking about an Isha. She's maspekas l'dvarim gedolim. She has what she needs. The big thing she has. And the reason why he needs a parnes is because she's ain't a maspekas l'dvarim ketanim. For small things, she needs. That's why he has to be maimed this parnes in order to provide for her for the next 30 days. Then when the Gemara asks, how is he allowed to make a parnes? Haray, the parnes is a shliach. And he's sending a shliach to mufarnes is the muda hanah. The Gemara says he said to the parnes, or not to the parnes, in front of the parnes, he said, "Kol hazan ino mafsid." Says the Mishlo Melech, if she's maspekas b'dvaram gedolim, if she has dvaram gedolim, it's very schwer to say that she doesn't have ma yoichel, she doesn't have what to eat. She has dvaram gedolim, but that she has what to eat. And afilu hachi on that, the Gemara says that he can say, "Kol hazan ino mafsid." So you see, Mishlamach lahedia that this kolazan in a mafsid or who adin any yodei ma'as in our Mishnah this quasi shlichus this remez dika shlichus works. I feel b'kihai gavna that the person doesn't need it. It's not shasat chak. Lianias daiti. I just want to point out one small thing. The Mishlam Melech did not see the Ramban inside. He only saw the Muki Yosef quoting the Ramban. He quoted one line. Had he seen the Ramban inside, he wouldn't have asked that kasha. Because the Ramban, when he said the exceptions to the rule, when we allow him to use this din of kol hazan ino mafsid, he said first, the thing he said is only by madiras ishtai. So besides ein lo malecho, there's a different shasat chak that we also permit this din by husband and wife. Ein achinami, she has what to eat. But by husband and wife, that gufa, the matzav of baal v'ishtai, is enough of a matzav to create a shasat chak. The second kash the Mishnah Melech asks is from the Gemara that we had earlier on, the Flam Dvav. With the Gemara that has an iboy, what's the halacha if somebody's toira mishaloya shal chaveiroi? The Gemara wants to know: does he need das of the baal haperus, or do we say that it's a schus and therefore it doesn't need das? So the Gemara brings a raya from the Mishnah that says toira mes chumasoi ledaitoi, and the Gemara has a whole shach of a taya of what exactly that's talking about. And the Gemara comes out that it's no raya because there it's talking about that he's being mafish min baal hakri al shal baal hakri. He's being mafish the perus of the baal hakri, the part of the fruit of the baal hakri, which the Gemara says, how could he do that? He needs to make him a shliach, and the mudar can't be a shliach. The madar can't be a shliach on behalf of the mudar. It's also for the madar to be a shliach on behalf of the mudar. The Gemara says, he said, "Kol haraita yava v'yitroim." Kol haraita yava v'yitroim. The Ran explains that lashon is enough to create a shlichus because it's enough of a gilui milsa that he wants somebody to go be mafish his truma, but it's not enough of a shlichus that it's going to aser by a madar to do to the mudar. In fact, the Mishlam Melech, we see from here that even in a matzav where he has what to eat, it's rebutter. Because here, what's happening? He's taking the truma and he's not giving it to anybody to eat. He's giving it to the kohen. He's giving the truma to the kohen. So how can we say that we only allow this type of minde shlichus, but oifer that's a shatat chak, he doesn't have what to eat. Over here, he's not providing anybody with what to eat. He's just taking the chuma. We're using this lasha to get around the isser of the isser for the muda for the madi to do a shlichus for the muda, and then he's going to give the chuma away for the kohen to eat. So says the Mishnah Melech, you see from here lehedia that kol haroitza, this lasha of kol haroitza yavo v'yitroim works. I feel that it's not a shatat chak mamish. Take a look at the Rambam, Perek Zayin, Hilchas Nedarim, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. We'll see the Kesef Mishnah there has a diuk in the Rambam, which seems to imply the Rambam has a different mahalach in the sugya, a little bit different mahalach. The Rambam says in Halacha Yud Beis, Misha Haisa Hanasoi Asura Al Chaveroi Ve'en Lechavero Ma Yoichal Hoylech Eitzel Chen V'ni Ve'oimer Ish Ploini Osir B'Hanasi Ve'en Yodea Ma Aseh V'chule V'chule. That's Lashon Gemara. He brings down the Halacha Kipshutai that if the person has nothing to eat, he goes to a Chenveni and he tells the Chenveni, I don't know what to do, and the Chenveni brings him food, just like it says in the Mishnah. Halach Yud Gimel says, Haya Beisai Livnois Gidra Ligdor Sadeh Ligtzer V'Halach Eitzah HaPoilim V'chule V'chule. He went to the Poilim and they told the Poilim, Ish Ploini Asur B'Hanasi V'Eini Yodea Ma'ese, and they go and they provide for him his house, or they build him his fence, V'chule. The case of Mishnah's Bedayik here in the Rambam changes his Lashon in the two cases. In the first case, where the Rambam is talking about the case of Chenveni, the Rambam says, Hoylech Eitzel HaChenveni. Lashon, it's a Lashon of Lechatchila. He can go. This is what he should do. Hoylech Eitzel HaChenveni V'Oimer Ish Ploini V'Chule. In Halacha Yud Gimel, where he's talking about the case where he needs to build a house or build a fence, the Lashon of the Rambam is Holach Eitzel HaPoilim. Lashon Avar. He did it, but Yevet. Says the case of Mishnah, the pshat in the Rambam is that dafkan halacha yud beis, which is talking about a case of chaye nefesh, he doesn't have what to eat. Dafka there, we allow him lechatchila to go and tell the chenveni that he doesn't know what to do. Mashaken halacha yud gimel, where the person has what to eat, he just needs a house or a fence. It's not as shasad chadik, and therefore it's only a matzvah b'diyevin. It's mash with the Rambam according to the case of Mishnah. Legabe the case of chenveni. Holds like the shitas that are machmir, holds like the shitas that hold that it's only b'shas adchak mamish, if he has nothing to eat at all, like we brought from the Ramban in Bava Metzia. But the Rambam is machal like that between the next case in the Mishnah, the case of Poilim, where there the Rambam is moide to the Taisa and the Rosh, that it's only if it's only a matzah b'dievel, the chatchila it's also to go to the Poilim. Another diuk in this Rambam is the Rambam says in Halacha Yud Gimel, when he's finished explaining the halacha, they go to the poilim. Va'amar ish pliny asu b'hanasi ve'en yodei ma'ase ve'halchu hein ve'asu imoy. The poilim went and they did the work for him. Ubo lazev v'nasa lahen scharan. He pays their work. He pays them their money. Harei ze mutter, says the Rambam. Shenimta ze shapara loychayvay ukvar biyarno sheze mutter lifra loychayvay. Says the Rambam, why is it mutter for the madir to give the schar to the poilim? Because he's paying a choiv. He's paying the choiv of the mudar. The mudar owes money to the poilim, because the poil built his fence for him. And the madir is going and paying the choiv on behalf of the mudar. And the Rambam says, I already explained to you that it's mutter for the madir to pay the choiv of the mudar. So it's not. There's no Tosefes Chiddush over here. Tosefus and Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Tes, comes in and asks the kasha. He says, according to Rabbeinu Tam learns that the heter of paying the choiv, the madya paying the choiv on behalf of the mudar, is dafka b'nage ish v'ishtoi. Dafka, if somebody goes and he pays the choiv of the isha, he pays the husband's choiv of the isha, then we say that's mutter and there's no iser for him to pay his choiv for the madya to pay the choiv of the mudar. Mashain came by other choivs. Any other chayv, Beit Tam says, we hold it's also to pay the chayv. Even the Rabbanan, who argue on Chanan, they hold it's also to pay the chayv. So how does Beit Tam explain this Gemara of Chenveni? He said, how can it be? Over here, the Mishnah is telling us that the Chenveni and the Poilim, they're going to go and they're going to provide food or provide work for the Mudar. And then Pashas, the Mudar, is chayv now to pay the Poilim or to pay the Chenveni. And the Madar is going to go now and pay it back. That's the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says he goes back now to the Poilim or the Chenveni, goes back to the Madar and takes money from him. So it says Tosfos, Shem Beinu Tam, that Beinu Tam is going to learn that the Mishnah is talking about that the Chenveni and the Poilim give it to the Mudar b'Toyres Matana, not b'Toyres Achoyv. So maybe there is no Choyv at all between the Mudar and the Poilim or the Chenveni. So maybe that's mutual for the Beit Tam, but you see the head of the Rambam like that, because the Rambam speaks out that we're using the din here of that it's mutter for the madir to pay the chayv of the mudar. So you see, the Rambam learns that the chenvi and the poilim, when they do the work on behalf of the mudar, there's a chiv generated over here, and the madir is paying it back. The next case in the Mishnah says how you mahalchin b'derech. They're walking down the derech. They're walking down. They're walking, traveling together. He has nothing to eat. He can give it to a third person, a third party, the shem matana. V'haloi mutar bo, and now the mudar is allowed to be nana from the, he's allowed to be nana from it. On this chelik of the Mishnah, the Rosh says, noisein la'achem shumatana v'chulei, v'dafgo be'ein loy ma'yoychel hitiuze. Here the Rosh learns that even though the Rosh himself was the one in the first case in the Mishnah that said in the case of the Chenveni that it's lav dafka, it's just bediba behoive, over here the Rosh says that it's dafka ein lo ma'yoycha. Pashas the pshat is because in the case of Chenveni, the act, the mammon, the food that the Chenveni is giving to the mudar is the Chenveni's food. Vashenken over here, he himself, the madir, is giving the food over to the third person. He's just giving it as a matana, so it looks worse. And male over here, we only matir b'shas adchak mamish when he has nothing to eat at all. Taisvus in Ksubis Dav Ainam Beis Dibur Maschel Tfei says not like he's chelik on the Rosh. Taisvus there says that it's shayech even the case of Ein Lama Yoichel, even in the case of Baba Derech, Ein Lama Yoichel, it's mutter lechatchila, even if he has what to eat, it's lavdafko, even if he has what to eat, to give it as a matana to somebody else. And Tosis brings a very strong raya to this. From the Mishnah later on, it's a Mishnah later on, Daf Memches. The Gemara is going to talk about it here on Amar Beis a little bit. The Mishnah says, Hamuda hanami chaveir v'ein lo yma yoichel, noishnoi la'achel l'shu matana v'haloi mutter bo. And then the Gemara, like it says in our mission, then the Gemara brings a story. His father was not allowed to be nene from him. And the son was making a chasna. So he wanted to pull the shtick. He wanted to say the entire chasna, everything that I own in the chasna, all the food in the hall, it's all yours, to his friend. And now Mela, his father can come because his father's not being nether from him anymore. Nothing's his. So the Mishnah comes out at the end that it's not mutter to do that because since he spoke out lahedia that he's only doing it because he wants his father to come. And if the guy that he's giving the matana to wants to take everything and be makdashit and turn into hekdash, then the matana is not chal. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that's Stama Haram Ba'alma, and it's also, you can't do it B'kai Gavna. But the Toises and the Ksubis is Medayik, had he not said that, then if you just would have given him a Matana straight without any T'nai or any words at all, then it would have been Mutter, even though the father in that Matzev is not in the Matzev Ein Lama Yoichal. He just wants his father to come participate in the Chasna together with him. So Me'el Toises says, Muchach, that even this din of transferring the mammon over to a third party is also mutter, even in the matzav of yesh lo mayoichel. But then Tosfos over there says, even Tosfos holds at the last case where there is no third party, he's just mafkir. The next case, the Mishnah says, ein im eini mohem achel. There's nobody else with them. Maniach al asela oy al hagedev oy maharehin mufkarin. He's mafkir the nechassim. Then the person can take it. There, even Tosfos holds in Ksubis, it's only b'shas etchak when there's nobody else, when there's no other option, the person has nothing to eat, and he's stuck. Dafka there, he can be mafkir, because Tosfos explains that's mamish worse, because then, since there's no third party at all, it mamish looks like it's going straight from him to the mudar. So there, even Tosfos is a mudar. I just want to make a sikkum before we go on to the next sugya, what we came out from in the Mishnah. The Mishnah, we have basically three cases. We have the case of Mudah Nami Chaveroi, and Ein Lo Ma Yoichel, he goes to the Chenveni, and tells the Chenveni, Ein Yodea Ma Ese. And there we have a Machloikas Toysvis Rosh on one side, and Ramban on the other. Toysvis Rosh hold that the Mishnah is just being Medar B'Hoive, but Hu Adin, even if he's Yesh Lo Ma Yoichel, still Mutter to be Meramis to the Chenveni. And the Ramban in Bar Mitzias Chaylek and holds a Dafka in the case of Ein Lo Ma Yoichel. We said the case of Mishnah brings that the Rambam holds like the Ramban, that it's dafka in the case ve'ein lema yoichel, but the Rambam is mechalik between that and the case of poilim. In the case of poilim, it's only a matzav b'di'evid, but lechatchila it's also to do that. The next case in the Mishnah is hayu mechalchim b'derech ve'ein lema yoichel. Over here, it's different because he's giving from his own mammon instead of telling the chelveni to give from his mammon and he's going to pay him back. Here, he's actually giving money over to the third party. On there, the rush is moideh to the Ramban that here it's osur lechatchila unless he's ein lemayoichal. And Tosfos in Ksubis Davayin holds even this case is lavdafka and it's mutter even in a case where yesh lemayoichal. And in the last case where it's only them two and the Mishnah says that he can be mafkir his nechasim and let the mudar hana pick them up, there even Tosfos in Ksubis is mutter that it's dafka in a matzav of ein lemayoichal. The next sugya we're going to talk about, Be'ezus Hashem, is the last case in the Mishnah, which is the Machlekes of Yosi and the Chachamim, whether or not it's mutter to be mafkir the chefes, for the Magid to be mafkir the Mammon, in order that the Muda can be zeiche from the Mammon, mina hefker. The Rabbanan and the Mishnah hold that a person can, the Magid can be mafkir the Mammon in order for the Muda to be koine, and Rabbi Yosi is chilek, Rabbi Yosi is oisah. It's a big Machlekes in the Gemara. What is the pshat in Rabbi Yosi? Why did Rabbi Yosi ask for this? So first we start off on Rabbi Yechila, and my time with Rabbi Yosi, kusover hefker kimatana. Ma matana ad asim rishus noisil rishus mekabel, af hefker ad asil rishus zeiche. Rabbi Yosi holds, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that just like a matana, the Ran explains, if somebody says, I'm going to give you a matana, if he wants, until the koine, until the one who's going to be zeiche makes the ma'aseh kinyan, it's mutter lechatchila for the one who told him he's going to give him the, for the Baal HaChevetz to be chayzer and say, no, I changed my mind, and now the makabo can no longer make a kinyan. So too, Rabbi Yosi holds the Gabi Hefker, that if somebody says, Harezu Hefker, so until somebody comes and makes a kinyan on the chevetz and makes it his, the Baal HaChevetz can still change his mind and say, I don't want the chevetz to be hefker anymore. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yosi, until someone comes to be zeiche in the chevetz, it comes out that it's really his mammon still. So Mela, that's why the mudar can't be koine mina hefker, because he's being koine something which still belongs to the madir. That's the pshat in Rabbi Yosi, alibud Rabbi Yochanan. So now we're going to go into a Rambam here, which is Nogei Arsugya, a very famous Rambam. The Rambam's in Hilchas Nedarim Perek Beis Halacha Yud Dalet. The Rambam says, "A hefker afa pisha einay neder, harehu kimoy neder." Even though a hefker is not a neder, it's similar to a neder. She also loy lachzer boy that he can't be choizer. It's also for him to be choizer. Umahu a hefker who she yomer adam nechassim elu hefker lekol bein metaltlin bein karka v'keitzad din hefker. What's the din of hefker? Kol hakoidim. Zochaboy Kaneo. Whoever is first to be kind of the chavitz, it's his. The Nasa Shaloy becomes his, Vafilu Zeh Shehivkir, Dino Boy Kadin Kolodom, Imkidim Vizochaboy Kana. That's the Lashon. The Rambam has this very mysterious Lashon, which many Achronim shtel on. He says that Hefker is similar to a Neder, even though it's not a Neder, it's similar to a Neder. So now we're going to try to explore the different Gedolei Achronim to try to understand what exactly the Rambam is referring to, and we'll see how it's Nogea our Sukkim. The Bach and Sibin Reisha and Gimel explains that according to the Rambam, there's an isser of lo yachel dvorai for the Baal HaChevetz to be choizer on his Maisa Hefker. The Tzois in Simon Reish Ein Gimel, he takes this Bach to the next extreme, and he explains what the Poel Yotze of the Bach is that L'Choyer, what comes out is, if the Rambam has to say that the reason why he can't be choizer from his neder is because of the Isra of L'Yachal Dvaray, L'Choyer, it's Muchach, that the Chayfet still belongs to the Baal HaChayfet until somebody comes and takes it. Because if you're going to tell me that when he's Mavkir his Nechosim, that creates a Matzah that the Nechosim are no longer his, so it's possible that he can't be chayzer. What if to come on to an isra of l'yachal dvaray, tell me that it's also for him to be chayzer? Say better. Say he can't be chayzer. The fact that you're saying it's also for him to be chayzer has a mashmois that he could be chayzer, he's just not allowed to. Al pizah, the k'tzois is b'chadish, a tremendous chiddush, which Gedolei Achronim were very, very visnagid. The k'tzois said that if somebody is mafkir nechosov and then he dies, the Yerushim can take the Chayfetz back. Because since the whole Mechayiv, to keep your word in the Maisa Hefker, is Loyachal Dvaray, and Yerushim are not Mechayiv to keep the Neder of their father, of the father who died. But Mela, they can keep the Chayfetz. The Hefker's bottle is no more Din Hefker. The Chassam Sofer in Shuvas, Simin Shin Tes Zayin, Yoradea Simin Shin Tes Zayin, he writes, I'm quoting his words, Lo Ye'usoy Legoin Kamoisoy. It was not appropriate for a goyin such as the Ktzois to say such a thing. The Dover Bottle, who he has a whole bunch of arichas over there of how he's chaylik on the Ktzois. And if you look in Chiddush Rabbeinu Meir Simcha, in the back of Chilek Beis and Siman Nun Gimel, he writes there, "V'anoichi ka'asher be'ezus Hashem harbe shasisi mimei haktzois." I drank from the waters of the Ktzois. Kona kanisi lichvoidei. I want to avenge his kavod. And Meir Simcha comes to explain the Ktzais Kipshutai. He says, Mamish Kifil, exactly what it says in the Ktzais, that if the Rambam says that the Isser is because of Yachal Dvarim, and that's the whole reason why he can't be Chayzer, so vice versa, it must be that the Chayvitz is still his, because the Chayvitz wouldn't be his anymore. So it's Pashit that he can't be Chayzer Midini Mamonas Shabbai. That's why he can't be Chayzer, not because of the Nedim. Mamish, like we explained, I don't think there's anything new in the Meir Simcha that we didn't explain before. He's just speaking out more about Richos, exactly what the Ktzais means. Shimon Shkop in his Chidushim and Masech Nedarim Simon Chof Dalad asks a whole bunch of kashas on the Tzoyis. Two of his questions are Nogea Ar Sugya directly. The first kasha that he asks is Mavuan Ar Sugya, that according to Rabbi Yossi, Ibud Rabbi Yochanan, the Mafkir is allowed to be Chayzer from his Maisa Hefker because the Chayvet is still his. So he asks, according to the Tzoyis, if the whole Indian of Hefker is a neder, where there's an Isra v'yachal dvaro to be choyzer, even according to B'yoysi, the Chavit is still his, but it should be also for him to be choyzer from his neder. So even according to B'yoysi, it should be also for him to be choyzer. Number two, he asks, which he says is even a bigger kasha, which is according to the Rabbanan, the Gemara says Lahedya, that according to the Rabbanan, when he's mafke the chayfetz, therefore it's mutter for the mudar to come and be koinyan the chayfetz, because he's not being nana from the madir, because the chayfetz no longer belongs to the madir anymore. According to the choice, even according to the Rabbanan, we pass it like the Rabbanan, it comes out that the Chavitz is still his. So even if the Rabbanan should come out, then it's also for the Mudah to be called in the Chavitz. I know. The Kasha is, that's Mavur and Mufurish L'chayr in our Sugya, that according to the Rabbanan, the Chavitz is no longer his. The Mamanus Dick is not his. Not only that he's not allowed to be Chayzer on the Maisa Hefker, the Chavitz no longer belongs to him. Otherwise, if the Chavitz would still be him, like Mektois learns, and there's just an Isser L'yachal Dvarai, so why is it that according to the Rabbanan, there's no problem for the Mudah Hanat to come and be Zeich and make a kinyan in the Chavitz, the Chayr, he's being carried the Chavitz from the Madir, and that's an Isra, that's also to do by a Mudah for a Mudah to be carried in the Chasim of a Madir. I didn't find any Achroinim who were miyash of these kashas on the Tzoyis, so I'm going to go straight in Be'ezer Shem and try to explain the incredible Mahalach of Reb Shimon Shkop in explaining the Rambam, and Alpi Zeh he says Pshat in our Sugya. Reb Shimon explains that the Indian of the Neder that the Rambam is talking about, that he compares Hefker to a Maisa Neder, he says the Maisa Hefker is that it's a Maisa which is the Bailam are Miyached the Chayfetz, Ayudei their Amira, that the Chayfetz should be Hefker, Lako, anybody should be able to use it, and nobody needs Rishus. The Lashon of Reb Shimon is She'ein Tzarech Rishus, V'rotzon Oid Mihabailam. Hefker is a chalois din which is chal on the chayfetz, and the result of the chalois din is that the chayfetz is allowed, it's nitain for any person to come and do what he wants with the chayfetz, take the chayfetz away, and be mafkia the etzem kinyon for the bailam. Very important nakuda. According to Rabbanan, the etzem maisa hefker that the bailam make, that's not what's mafkia the kinyan of the bailam. The etzem chalois hefker, the hainin, that which is similar to a neder, which is chalm the chayvitz, is just a chalois that says that anybody can do what they want with this chayvitz. You don't have to ask for shos from the bailam. But there is still a bailam. There's a bailam, just the chalois hefker, the chalois din hefker says that anybody can come do what they want with the chayvitz without asking for shos from the bailam. Memela explains to Shimon, here's the machlokes Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbanan hold that miyad when this chalois is chal on the chayfetz, that chalois is be'etzem astira minei ubei with the kinyan of the bailam. Because how could you say that he has a shlita and a kinyan over the chayfetz, and at the same time there's a chalois on the chayfetz that anybody can come and take the chayfetz and do whatever he wants with it? That musig is astira to a kinyan. The whole musig of a kinyan is that he's the bailam of the chayfetz, he has shlita over the chayfetz, he decides what to do with the chayfetz. He decides to be makna the chayfetz. Here the etzem chalois says nobody needs to ask rishus from him. So since that chalois is a stira to the etzem inyan of a kinyan, the chalois din hefker comes and is misalik the kinyan of the bailam. That's how it works. It's a two-step process. The first stage is the chalois shame hefker, which that's what the Rambam calls a neder. And then right away is chal adin, that it's misalik the kinyan of the bailam. Rabbi Yossi is chalik on the second nekudra. Rabbi Yossi holds That just like we find when people are being makin chafatzim, either idea matana or idea mekin chamemkar, it's pashut that you can't be mafkia the kinyan of the bialim without a maisa kinyan. So to hear, even though the chalais din hefker is be'etzem astir minei ubei with the kinyan of the bialim, but we can't be misalik the kinyan of the bialim just with a mere words ba'alma, hareza hefker. That's not enough to be mafkia the kinyan of the original bialim. Meiler Rabbi Yosi holds the kinyan of the original bialim will remain on the chevetz together with the chalois hefker until somebody comes and picks the chevetz up and brings it into his rishus. Once he brings it into his own rishus, that's the gemar mice of the hefker. Now the hefker is nigmar and his original kinyan is also mistalik together with the now the chevetz is completely hefker and meiler it's chal his kinyan. It comes out that even according to Rabbi Yosi, when someone's zeicha min a hefker, it's not exactly the same thing as when he's zeicha matana. Rabbi Shimon explains when someone's zeicha matana, there's not one moment where this chavetz doesn't have a koine on the chavetz. Somebody doesn't own it. Because what creates the histalkos of the original bialim? The histalkos of the original bialim is the hakna of the koine. The second the koine of the matana makes his maisa kinyan and he's koine, that's the salik, the kinyan of the marikama. Mashenkin over, so Mela, it's posh, there's not one second where there's no bialim on the chevetz. Mashenkin over here, what's mesalik, the kinyan of the original bialim, is the chalois din hefker, together with the meshicha l'reshusay of the second person. But only after he takes it into his reshus, he's not kainet yet at that point, because he can't be kainet, because there's still the original bialim. Just when he pulls the chevetz into his own reshus, now the chalois din hefker is chal, to be mafki, the original din bialim. But mainly now he's kainet. It's a two-step process. There's a rega achas, he says, where there's no bialim at all. That moment where he pulls the chevetz into his reshus, it's mafki, the original shein bialim, and now the chevetz comes into his reshus. So it's, even according to Beauty, it's a little bit different than a matana. The Mela says of Shimon, that's what the Rambam means when he said, when he compares the Maisa Hefker to a Neder. He says there's no Isser lo Yachel Dvaroi. It's not Shaykh lo Yachel Dvaroi, because it's not Pshat that there's an Isser for him to be Chayzer. It was Niskayim already. The Chalois Shem Hefker was Niskayim already, according to Rabbanon. And according to Rabbi Yosi, there was also a chaloi shem hefker. There wasn't nigmar until he picks it up. There's nothing to be chayzer from. It's not shaykh to have an isser according to the Rabbanan. The maisa is finished already. So what does the Rambam mean when he says that it's aser? So he brings the goin in Shulchan Aruch, he's magia. He's making hagor pashas in the Rambam. On the word she'aser le'lachzer, the bir hagor says, tzorich le'mer she'eino yochol lachzer. So Mela, it's Miyushav, according to Reb Shimon, if that's Pshat in the Rambam, he's just telling us that he can't be Chayzer because the Chalois was already Chal already. Alpi Kol Zeh, we can try to understand now a very shver Ran, which the Achronim had a hard time understanding. The Ran, the famous Ran, Yedua Dika Ran, the first Perek of Psochim, he says that the din of Bittel Chometz is Shaykh to Hefker. It's just another way of being Mafkir the Chometz. He asks, the Ran himself asks a bunch of kashas. One of the kashas that he asks is a Libud Rabbi Yosi. According to Rabbi Yosi, in our sugya, the Hefker has din of a Matana. Ma Matana ad Asik Birshus Zeicha Loi Nafkir Birshus Noisen Hachinami Behefker. So the cave and shekane, lefizeh, comes out, if bitl chometz is just another way of being mafkir the chometz, so it comes out that it's still his chometz until somebody else comes and takes it from him. So how does it help him get over the isser of bo yiroi? On that, the Ran answers, elahainu taima mishum denihi demai dahavi birishusei deinish, something that's in your rishus. Loi matzi mafkile ki hai gavna chometz shiny. Chometz is different. Lofi she'ena b'rishus shel adam. Chometz is not really in your rishus because it's otzur b'hano. Ela sha'aso ha'kosov ki ilu hu b'rishusai. The Torah said it's ki ilu in his rishus. U'mishum hachi b'gilu yidaita ba'alma d'loi nichalei d'lahavi schusa b'gavei klal sagi. As long as he makes a gilui milsa, it's enough. He doesn't theorize exactly how he answers his kasha from Rabbi Yosi. And I found Rabbi Rucham Olshin in his Sefer Yorech Lamoidim and Hilchos Pesach. He shtells on this. He says, how did the Ran answer his kasha? If he starts off by saying that really Bittul Chometz is Midin Hefker, and he asked the Ban kasha, he said, according to Rabbi Yosi, it stays, the Hefker doesn't work. Hefker is still his until somebody else is Zoyche in the Chometz. So how does he get out of Baal Yiroah?
So how did the Ran answer that question? The Ran said, "Begilu imil sabal masagi," because it's really not in his rishus. The Torah just put it in his rishus. But lemaisa, if the way to get it out of my rishus is like they hefker, and hefker according to Biyosi does not remove the chavetz from my rishus. So vaito, I have the same problem that the chometz is still in my rishus. So what did the Ran mean to be miyashiv? So Yerucham Alshin says. He says an amazing thing. He's really basing what he says on the Torah Zroim, who talks about Hefker. But Reb Shimon and the Torah Zroim said very, very similar vort. And you could mamish say what he said, you could say mamish and Reb Shimon also. The vort is like this, that according to B'yosi, we just explained, that the etzem, the din, the chaloish din Hefker, that's chalom the chayvetz, he agrees 100% to the Rabbanon. That it's a chaloish din in the chayvetz, which creates a din that anybody can come and take it if they want to. Just, Reb B'yosi holds that that's not enough to be mafkiya the kinyan of the Bailam. Being mafkiya the kinyan of a Bailam is a big job. It's not an easy thing to do. We need some sort of hafka, some sort of maisa meshicha, that somebody takes the chayvetz into his rishus. That's the gemar, that's the last makib patish of the maisa hefker, which is mafkiya his kinyan. On that, the Ran says that since the chometz be'etzim is not his, really, a pidin, it's not his. Just the Torah put it into his rishus in order that it should be over the Isser unless he's mafkir it. So it's much easier. Now even Rabbi Yossi's moide to the Chachamim that this last makabe patish of the Maisa Hefker, of getting the chavetz out of the original Bailam's rishus, even though for Rabbi Yossi it works like you did the chalois. The etzim chalois that says that anybody who wants to can come and take the chametz and do what he wants with it, even according to Rabbi Yossi, that's enough to mafkir his kinyan. Because his kinyan is only it's not even a real kinyan. Just the Torah put it in his resource, ki'ilu it's b'rishusai. So even here, Rabbi Yossi is moided that the chaloi shem hefker is enough to mafkiya his maisa kinyan. We'll continue, Bez Hashem, the last few minutes of the shir. We'll see a little bit from Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Mesiv, Rabbi Abba, v'haloi noitel v'oichel, Rabbi Yossi Oyser, Amr Rabbi Yossi Emesai Bizman Shanidroi Koidim lehefkeroi, Aval im haya hefkeroi Koidim lenidroi hareze mutter. Rabbi Yossi says in the Braisa that which Rabbi Yossi asked in the Mishnah to be mafkid in the chasim, in order for the Muda to take it, is only if first he made a neder and then afterwards he was mafkir. But if first he was mafkir the chayfetz and then he made a neder afterwards to ask the Muda Hana, then it's mutter to do this. If the whole pshat why hefker doesn't work according to Rabbi Yossi is that the chayfetz is still considered b'rishusai. So even if he was mafkir the chayfetz first, the chayfetz is still in his rishus, and then when he went ahead and made the neder, so it should be also for the muta to take the chayfetz from hefker because it still belongs to the madir. Who moisiv love, who mishani lo? Kol hanoider ein daiter al masha hifkir. Anyone who makes a neder, his das is not on that which he was mafkir before. Even though Rabbi Yossi holds that the chavetz is still in his rishus, that he was mafkir, but when he makes the neder, his das is not on that chavetz anymore because he was mafkir already. In fact, the Gemara, Mesiv Rav Miktsasan Rishon Vekulan Lesheni, Rishon Kana Sheni Loi Kana. Now here we have a machlekes Ran and Rush. What is the pshat in the Gemara? What is the correct gears in the Gemara? The Ran's girsa is Sheini Zochali Shtabit B'Rishon. It learns the case is talking about somebody who has two avadim and he's dividing up his nechasim between his two avadim, and he gave miksas nechasim to his first eved and he said kula to the second eved. So we say since the first eved he was meshaya miksas of his nechasim were choishish that included in the shiur that he made was the eved himself. And if the eved himself, he wasn't makna to the eved, so we apply the din of kol mashe kona eved kona rabbi, and all the nechasim that he gives to the first eved really doesn't belong to the eved, it still belongs to the bailim. Mela, when he says to the second eved, I'm giving you everything, every single thing that he owns, including the first eved, he still owns him, goes over to the second eved, and that's why the second eved owns now the first eved. And the Gemara's kasha is that just like over here, we see that even though he was already makna to the first eved, miksas nechasov, his das, when he made the second kin into the second eved, is also on those nechasov that he was already makna away to the first eved. The Gemara's comparing that to Rabbi Yossi, just like so too, we should say, according to Rabbi Yossi, that his das is on the hefker that he was already mafkir. The Rosh's Girsa and Arksa Girsa is the Girsa that we have in the Gemara. Miktsas and Lavishan Rakul and Lasheni, Rishain Kana Sheni Loikana. The Rosh explains we're talking about a Shriv Meira who's being makd in the Chosav to certain people that he wants him to have his Nechosav. The Rosh explains the halacha is if somebody is mafkir, he's makna kol Nechosav when he's a Shriv Meira and then he miraculously recovers, so then the whole Kenyan is Paka. But if he's makna Miktsas Nechosav and then he recovers, then the Kenyan remains Chal. So the Rosh here says that the first the shaila over here is when he gave originally to the first person, did he have in mind to also be mechalek the rest of the nechasim to the second person? Because if we say that was his original das, so then we should view the whole chalukah of all of his nechasim as if he's being mechalek kol nechasim to two people, and therefore when he recovers, we should say that he's chayzer on the whole matana, side to the first person, side to the second person. From the fact that he's not allowed to be chayzer from the first person is mashma that we done the matana that he gave the first person as a matna shchivim rabbi miktas. How does that work? That means that we view him as a nimlach, the Rosh explains, al pi the Tosefta. That a nimlach means he changed his mind. If he changed his mind, that means originally he had in mind to give only to the first person. And then afterwards, when he gave the rest of his nechasim, he had in mind to change his mind. So now we're done. When he changed his mind, what did he mean? Did he mean to change his mind and now he also wants to give the rest of his nechasim to the second person? We say no. If that would have been the pshat, so still weiter, he was mechalik kol nechasim. When he's mechalik kol nechasim, so we say that when he's omad michal yoik, so he should be chayzer on the matana. His das was, when he changed his mind, he wanted to be mafkia the original matana that he gave the first one, which really he can't do, but that's what he was trying to do, and give kol nechasav, including what he gave the first person to the second one. On that, the Gemara asks, you see that his das is even on the things that he already gave away to the first person. His das is on those nechasav he has in mind also to give to the second person. Al pizeh, the Gemara asks Akash, who adim, we should say, minastam, according to Biyosi, that his das, when he makes a neder, we don't say that his das is not on that which he was mafkir, but his das is even on the things that he was mafkia.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.